You know, I think it's definitely up there. I think when offensively we go out there and put that kind of performance together, I think execute the way we did, run game, pass game, you know, against a good team, a good defense like that. You know, and we talked about the situation doing it late in December, in the middle of December, in meaningful games. You know, I think it was a big game all around. You know, offensively, special teams wise, defense. I thought as a team, we were able to do it. We were able to have each other's backs and find a way to win. I thought it was really good.
This is a weird question. Do you have an appreciation for what punt returners do?
Oh, yeah.
Such an odd skill.
Yeah. It looks terrifying. I mean, to have to look up at the ball with 11 dudes running full speed at you. Yeah, I've always had a big admiration for what those guys do. And, you know, what Jadon Mickens has been able to do for us, kind of bring in that electricity and that spark plug and making, you know, some good plays. It's been awesome. He's fun to watch do that stuff.
Hey, Blake, last year we brought up during the season, your fundamentals are this, your fundamentals are that.
There has been no talk of that this year. You obviously put in a lot of work in the offseason. How satisfying is that? And do you feel, is that something you still constantly work on or?
Yeah. You know, a big part of it was going out to California and working with Tom and Adam and those guys and fixing that. And I think another big part of it is we're winning. You know, when you're losing, all anybody wants to do is point out why you're losing and what's the reason for it. And there's different reasons why, and that was a big one last year. So, you know, it's good to get that stuff, you know, fixed and corrected and, you know, so far be able to maintain it and keep it consistent. And, you know, it's probably something that I'll have to do for the rest of my career.
Like, what would you say is the biggest advancement this team has made from August to now? I mean, other than the fact that you acquired three really good free agents and a couple of draft picks have really, but other than that, where would you say the biggest progress has been made?
Yeah, I think from a team perspective, you know, we talk about the culture and the mindset a lot, and I think that's something that has kind of been a complete overhaul within the locker room with the help of, you know, some of the guys you just mentioned in free agency, and then obviously Doug and Coach Coughlin coming in and helping change that. You know, I think offensively it's been just week by week guys getting more comfortable with the system. You know, I think, you know, you see it with Didi, you see it with Keelan, and some of these younger guys that are getting more comfortable and more confident, and it's really no different for anybody else that's playing, regardless of how many years they've been in the NFL, because it's still everybody's first year in the system. So I think to be able to go week to week and you see each guy feel more comfortable and confident within the system, and be able to go out there and play more freely and with less clutter inside their head on Sundays. I think for me, that's probably been the most important thing that you've seen, you know, kind of offensively us grow.
You've had a few times in a new system since you've been here. Do you think having that extra exposure to other offenses has helped you pick this up?
Yeah, you know, I think it definitely helps. And you know, I think Chad Henney's a really good guy to have because he's, you know, been in a bunch of systems as well, seen a ton of football, played a ton of football. So, you know, when you're going through that, to have a guy like that that's been through it really helps you out. So it definitely helps, you know, because it's kind of all the same stuff. It's just different languages and terminology and all that. But I think what Nathaniel's done and what he's implemented, it's just different. You know, it's a different, we do things differently. It's taught differently. And, you know, I think guys really take to it well and execute it really well.
How's Scott done so far this year?
He's been really awesome. I don't think there's a whole lot of them. You know, quarterback coaches that played quarterback in the NFL is a really cool thing to have. A guy that's been in those shoes and had, you know, the perspective that you have, you know, every single day is a cool thing to have, and, you know, another guy to have to be able to talk to about decisions and throws and all that stuff.
Didi fairly advanced as a route runner for where he is? It just seems like his touchdown kind of in and out of the zone. It seems like he's pretty crisp.
You know, he's such a fluid athlete and smooth, and you just got to tell him what to do and give him a chance or two at it during the week in practice, and he can go execute it on Sunday. You know, it's kind of cool. His athletic ability and, you know, kind of the quicks that he has and the agility, all you got to do is, you know, with Keenan McCardell and Nathaniel and those guys helping him out, you know, I think the sky's the limit for him and what he's going to be able to do.
You guys have done a good job of taking it one game at a time, but this one game is there in front of you. If you win it, you're in the playoffs. So is that something you can now talk about and sort of embrace?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody understands the situation that we're in, what lies ahead, where we're at in the division, where we're at and all that stuff. And, you know, you talk about taking it one game at a time, and, you know, there's nothing more important than beating the Houston Texans, because if we do that, then, you know, everything you just talked about happens. And you know, it's a team that, you know, has, you know, for the past couple of years beaten us, you know, pretty well. So to have the opportunity to go beat them, to kind of, you know, clean some of the stuff up that you talked about, have that opportunity to go, you know, play in the postseason, you know, I think it's all the incentives you need.
Like, at times had your number. playing the Texans, not just from a win-loss perspective. Is this kind of another step here to, you know, defeat them, play well against them?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I mean, I think anytime, you know, we got the opportunity to beat two out of the three divisional opponents, or go 2-0 against two out of the three of them, and a chance to go 1-1 against the other one. So I think anytime you have that opportunity, that's, you know, not only a good year, but I think, you know, really good and headed in the right direction of what we're trying to do and, you know, what we talk about on in the AFC South and, you know, wanting to win that year in and year out.
How long is Clowney playing?
Really good. He's a really good football player.
People talk about how long.
The defense kind of has their own sort of swagger, but talking to the offense about the same thing, they named you as one of the guys out there that kind of does the most smack talk. Would you agree with that? And is that something you've kind of been able to do more as of late?
No. I think Cam, Leonard, and Brandon Linder definitely lead our team in the offense. And smack talking. I'm just there for like moral support, and you know, I give them like a, you know, I got their back if they ever need help, and you know, if they get stuck on anything, I'll maybe throw something witty out there to help them out.
Look, Mercedes was, I think, maybe the only guy who's left over from the last time his team was in the playoffs. It's kind of his path and everything he's been through. Can you appreciate, you know, kind of a guy like that and everything that he's
Yeah. And you know, I think the most impressive thing is, you know, you kind of see it all over professional sports now with guys moving around and jumping ship and doing all that. And, you know, I've always thought that it was super impressive to have somebody play for, you know, double-digit years at a professional level in the same city for the same organization. You know, I think the loyalty that shows, the commitment that shows, because the stuff he's been through has been tough, and he could have left and gone anywhere at any time and been, you know, a perennial Pro Bowl player and, you know, going to play to the playoffs. But, you know, he had a chance to do it here, and he stayed. You know, I think he was able to see the potential in this team, you know, before a lot of other people could. And I think, you know, it obviously didn't come as quick as anybody thought it would or as anybody had hoped it would. But he stuck it out. And, you know, I think the respect that, you know, he deserves for that throughout the locker room is definitely given to him. And I think everybody definitely understands it and realizes that.
In that same sense, Puz hadn't had a winning season in his entire career. He got to break down the team this weekend. What did he say to you guys?
Well, yeah, that was pretty special. You know, because we had all talked about that as a team. That was something that had been brought up in the team meeting. You know, him not having a winning season and playing for 10 years. And, it just makes it so much more special when you know what kind of guy Puz is, you know, the type of dude that he is. He comes to work every day and wants nothing but the best for the team, you know. So to be able to give him, you know, a winning season, you know, with his kind of towards the back end of his career after going through for a while, is pretty special.
Like, is breaking down the team at the end of a game, is that feather in the cap? Is it a sign of respect over the years? I mean, what's been the significance of that?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think different guys do it at different times for different reasons. You know, sometimes I think it's kind of maybe a reward thing. You know, if Doug or somebody appoints somebody to break it down, or, you know, I think our captains do a good job of running it most of the time. But there's definitely different reasons for it at different times.